So it's not at every journalism conference that you come to that you expect to see two geeks in the corner arguing the toss about the quality of the sound coming out of the camera.
It's lovely. I've got to say, it looks impressive.
Well, it's Christian, because I've set it up on this monopod, it's like my shamanistic staff of truth, and it's designed just to capture truth. So no bullshit
you
from
can't
Reuters
lie.
Today. Hopefully.
You can't. Yeah. We never have any bullshit. Thank you very much.
So who are you representing from Reuters today? Because Mark's representing a different department now.
Mark is now working for a different department. Yes, he's looking after
a department of the rich.
Exactly, the professional. Professionals. I'm looking after consumers.
Oh, fantastic. Close to my heart.
Close to your heart. Well, they're both close to your heart, really. You'd like to be rich and a consumer.
What do you expect from today?
A lot of examples, hopefully, especially from this man here, from Mark. We're hoping for actual examples of how you use tools to help you as a journalist.
Shit. Fantastic. And this is stuff that obviously you were pioneering on when it came to mobile journalism. One of the first things that ever inspired me to go, like, pocket journalism was the articles on the N95 click keyboard that I never really got because I'm not a writer, but the attachments that you could do, and that spurned a whole series of citizen journalist articles about what else can we plug into it. Phil Campbell was doing some weird mashups and microphones, and yeah, that's what got me excited, I guess. And I didn't realise it was you until a year after I read the post, I think.
Yeah, I like doing that. It's quite good. But also, don't ever say you're not a writer. I've read some of your stuff.
Okay, thanks. After it's been heavily spell checked.